Now, friends, in chapter 24, we come to the last chapter of the Proverbs of Solomon that he wrote and arranged. And after this, we will have some that were arranged by the men of Hezekiah. Apparently, they were Proverbs of Solomon because he made quite a few of them. We only have a very small percentage of those that he wrote. These are tremendous truths that have been congealed and boiled down into a very small compass that can grip our lives and direct us down here. Now, we begin with verse 1, chapter 24, and let me read it. Be not thou envious of evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Now, this has been before us before. Anything that is important, you find a repetition of it in the book of Proverbs. We've seen that relative to several things. There's been a warning about the abuse of the tongue, for instance. A great deal was said about the tongue, and a great deal about pride, and a great deal about a fool. These are things that are constantly emphasized, and they certainly are translated into life. You find these folk on the sidewalks, not only of New York, but of your town and my town. That's the reason I said you will find a proverb that'll fit every person that you know, and a great many of those in the Bible, as we've already seen. I think you'd find one for everyone. I haven't taken time to call attention to those. But here, I can call attention to the fact that back in the 73rd Psalm, you'll recall that is a psalm not of David, but of Asaph. And David had had the same problem. And again, he said he was envious. In verse 3 of Psalm 73, Asaph says, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." And not only were they prosperous, he saw that they are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. And not only that, they blaspheme God. Verse 9, "They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth." Now, he was disturbed about that. I'm of the opinion you've been disturbed by that. I know I have. As I've looked about me, I remember as a boy, as a poor boy. And I couldn't understand why I had to be a poor boy and work as I had to work, go to work when I was 14 years of age. And I wanted to go to school. And a lot of these other boys, fact the matter is, were dropping out of school, and yet they were able to go. And I had a real question mark. And here again, you have that. Be not thou envious of evil men, neither desire to be with them. Why? Because there is a day of reckoning come. And it was this man Asaph that could say in Psalm 73, verse 17, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein that God will deal with them." And according to your pattern and mine, there's a great deal of injustice in this world, and there's very little that you and I can do about it. Now, we've been in a generation that has protested everything, and they've attempted to level off a great many things that are in the world. I don't think they've done a bit of good myself. All of this protesting just doesn't solve the problem, because the problem is in the heart of man. The heart of man has to be changed. But God is the one that's going to level this thing off someday, and we can trust Him to do that. I think you and I need to recognize our place in life. It's going to make us a much happier person if you and I realize God's put me in this particular place, and I am to fulfill a purpose here. And I look at that man over yonder. He is prosperous. He's a wicked man. I don't understand it. And tell God you don't understand it. That's what Asaph did. I've told him that a dozen times. I didn't understand it. But the important thing is to go on with him and understand that God's going to work it out. And the Bible is just filled with instances of wicked men that came to a bad end. You begin at the very beginning. You can start out with Cain, and you can come right on down, and you can find this man that we call Lot. And he was a saved man, went down to the city of Sodom and prospered. But there came a day when he wished he hadn't moved there. It was a sad mistake for him to do that. You go through the Word of God, and you can see how judgment has come time and time again. This is a very important statement.